Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy to welcome you back to the Watsco Center. Tonight we've got basketball, Miami and Florida State, but before we get to basketball, we are talking college football, University of Miami football. We'll get to some of the transfers here momentarily, but first, Don Bailey, let's welcome everybody from around the country that's joining us here in South Florida for the Orange Bowl game, Penn State and Notre Dame, wherever you might be from. Welcome to our lovely town. It's generally not this cold. You brought the cold with you. Don't blame us. At any rate, huge game, semifinal game tomorrow at the Orange Bowl game, Penn State and Notre Dame. Our last segment, you referenced Notre Dame's defense, and of course, their defensive coordinator is former Hurricanes head coach Al Golden, and they have been great on defense. Penn State offensively, I think the advantage goes to the Notre Dame secondary. Can Penn State generate a run game? Probably. I think that's going to be tough sledding. Penn State's best player is probably their tight end, Warren.
Yeah, he is, and you've got to get him the football if you're Penn State, and even if it's the most obvious statement, but he's the guy that keeps it moving. And more importantly, when you look at Penn State, I mean, their only loss, I should say, was a 7-point deal to Ohio State. So they've had about as good a year as they're going to have. As far as the season goes, they've qualified for the playoffs. They took care of SMU in a playoff game as well. I think both of these teams are really peaking at the right time. I think that you're going to have both of these squads are physical. Both of them got a little bit of an old school mindset, and it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think it's one of the better matchups in the country.
Notre Dame doesn't throw the ball that well. Love their running back. Hasn't been able to finish the last three games. Leonard runs the football. I do think these teams are similar. Leonard gives them some athleticism, a lot of athleticism at the quarterback position. I think Notre Dame is going to win the game.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for me to go against Notre Dame, even though I'd love to. The only thing you brought up Leonard now, I think Leonard only had about 90 yards passing in the last football game. Yeah. And if they get behind, if Penn State's able to get behind, Leonard is a big part of his deal is a dual threat and he can run the football. But I think they're going to have to make sure that they get the lead and play defense, which is what they've done all year. And I think that'll help them. If you're a Notre Dame fan, I think that really helps them a lot. And Riley Leonard might have to come out of character a little bit. He might have to rely on that arm a little more than he has all season.
We have basketball coming up tonight here at the Watsco Center, Miami and Florida State. Florida State has owned the University of Miami. This is tough for me to say, but Florida State has won 12 of the last 13 in this series. They've won 3 in a row against Miami. Hurricanes' last win in the series was on January 24th of 2023. 86-63 in Tallahassee, but Florida State has owned this series. The Cotton Bowl has Ohio State and Texas. This is a matchup of two blue blood teams. Ohio State is a 5.5-point favorite. A month ago, the Ohio State fan base had the Buckeyes dead because they couldn't beat Michigan. Half that fan base still isn't happy, and they won't be happy because they didn't beat Michigan. I think half that fan base has said, we don't care if you win the national championship, you lost to Michigan, but they sure did look good in beating Oregon.
Well, my advice to Ohio State would be, I'd say get the heck over that deal if you win a national championship. I mean, let's face it. You know, you look at Ohio State right now, they're sitting at 12-2, Joe, and they also forget that they lost to Oregon by 1 point in the middle of October, and then turned that deal around and ended up slaughtering Oregon 41-21 on January 1st. So, you know, of course, there's no bigger rivalry in college football than Michigan-Ohio State. And again, you go back, and I think the reason everybody was so upset, if you're an Ohio State fan, is that you can't beat Michigan when Michigan only scores 13 points. It was a 13-10 game, so I think that's a part of the frustration as well. But it's going to be an interesting game. I have to tell you, because of how much Texas struggled in the game prior to this one, just going down to the bitter end, I think that Ohio State, when you start looking at total offense, everybody thinks Texas has got such a great total offensive number. They're only 10 yards apart. And total offense, Ohio State's averaging 432 yards a game. Texas is at 443. It's basically 10 yards, and they're almost identical in rushing yards. Ohio State has that advantage a little bit. And, you know, but total defense, I think this is what's gone underrated with both of these teams. When you look at it, Joe, is that total defense, you've got Ohio State is only giving up 244 yards a game. They're number one in the country. And number three is Texas, and they're giving up 277. So until I started digging into this deal, I didn't realize how great both of those teams were playing on defense. Yeah.
I do think Ohio State is the most complete team left out of the four. They have the player that transcends everything in Jeremiah Smith. Their defensive line, Ohio State's defensive line, is massive. The thing about Texas that I find unusual is they will be terrific for long stretches, and then they just play like they don't have it. And sometimes I think that Steve Sarkisian gets too cute, tries to do too much.
I wouldn't disagree with that. You know, when you start looking at of what's going on, you've got two of the top three defenses in all of college football. And you brought up a great point about Ohio State and their rush defense. They're at fifth. I think the opposite is going to hold true today. For the bowl game with Texas and Ohio State. I think Texas is going to have to run the football. I know Sarkisian loves to throw it all over the yard, but I think he's going to have to really start running the football to have the type of day that he wants. And, you know, 165 yards is where they're at. And if he could get over 200, I would imagine that would make a difference in a lot of different categories.
The quarterback play. Yours, I think, is a bit overrated, to be honest with you. And Howard, I think, is this I think he's been very good in these playoffs so far.
Yeah, I think that Howard has done exactly what he's been asked to do. He hasn't overstepped his physical limits. He hasn't gone out and tried to do it on his own. He understands what he has in a running game. He understands what he has in the passing game. I mean, you look at how it matches up that way. I think that he's been the guy that has managed his own abilities as good as anybody. Yours, you know, here's a guy that is thrown for 29 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. Well, we just had a season with a guy that had far better numbers. Now, I will tell you, you know, yours is thrown for almost 3,200 yards, and he has a 1,000-yard back, and he's got a receiver that will probably go over 1,000 yards. But when you think about Texas, they just seem to always be searching for the big play. When you look at Texas, they're always searching for the big play. Ohio State is willing to grind it out. And I think it ends up being a grind out game, Joe.
I'll put a bow tie on this one. Ohio State has two players on defense. Well, more than that, two guys that jumped out at me the other day. At this linebacker, Cody Simon, who's everywhere. And they got a defensive end named Jack Sawyer, who just crushed Oregon. And between those two guys, they have over 100 games under their belt. So a lot of experience on their defense. Speaking of defense, in the portal so far, the University of Miami has gone heavy on defense. David Blay, a defensive tackle. Charles Brantley from Michigan State, a defensive back. Emmanuel Carnley, defensive back from Arizona. Ethan O'Connor, a defensive back from Washington State. Zachariah Poyer, safety from Jacksonville State. So they have gone heavy on the defensive side. And then two of your favorite positions, bringing in a center for the third straight year. And Riley Williams leaves a tight end. They bring a tight end in from Tulane.
So the tight end from Tulane, I think his name's Bauman, and I know some people that have watched him over the years, and they say that he's going to be a nice addition. I don't think. Now, listen, he's not the replacement for Arroyo. Miami's losing an NFL draft pick there. I don't know if it's going to be the second round or the third round or whatever, but that Arroyo is a huge difference maker. But adding the tight end from Tulane is going to certainly bring in experience. He's also going to be an added addition in the run game for a blocker, but I think it's very, very important to realize that he's going to be a productive player, and Miami's going to have to get some production out of the tight end from their freshman class as well. Now, Brockenmeyer, there was a pair of them. Both the brothers went to Alabama. The dad was an 8 or 9 year NFL vet, and both the brothers started their career at Alabama and then transferred out. But Miami was recruiting him from right out of high school, and I think he's probably, if you had to look for a description of him, he's probably a combination of the two centers that Miami has had the last 2 years. If you were going to combine those kind of guys, this is what you're going to get, and that's about as good as you can ask for. Miami did sign what many people feel is one of the top 10 players in the country, but for sure one of the best offensive linemen, if not for 100% sure the best center they signed in this recruiting class. And I think this signee at center allows them to develop the incoming freshman at that position, which is going to be needed.
All right. Well, that's an overview of hurricane season and the semifinals coming up. Again, to all the people that are in town here to watch Penn State and Notre Dame, welcome to our city. Hope you enjoy the game tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. My suggestion is go early to beat the traffic. At any rate, we got our own traffic jam here today at the Watsco Center. Hurricanes have to figure out how to beat Florida State. We're going to tip this thing off in about 30, 33 minutes or so.
Well, you have fun tonight, Joe. Enjoy yourself and go Canes.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. Stay tuned. Our Hurricanes preview of Miami and Florida State countdown to tip-off is coming up next.